There's a dragon in Grandad's shed.
A one-third stories book. Written and illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Clara Criado Escriba. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. Note to parents. Fútbol is the Spanish word for the sport called football in the UK and soccer in the US. Our character Zoe is in the United States. So you will see the word soccer used in this story. The sport that is called football in the US is called fútbol americano in most Spanish-speaking areas. Zoe was bored. Bored, bored. She was spending her holiday with Grandad. Grandad only did old and boring things, like reading and fishing, and he lived in an old and boring house. Zoe liked to play soccer and computer games. Grandad didn't have a computer, and he certainly never wanted to jugar al fútbol. As Zoe slunk off to bed that night, rain started to pelt against the window, and thunder began to rumble. Now she knew it was going to be the worst holiday ever. In the morning, Grandad said he had something interesting to show Zoe in the barn. But Zoe wanted to jugar al fútbol.
"Well, you might find a ball in the garden shed," suggested Grandad. "But don't trample on my prize lettuces."
But halfway down the garden path, Zoe skidded to a halt. Grandad's shed had una enorme scaly tail, dos staring ojos, and tres sharp claws. Zoe took a deep breath and pulled the shed door open.
"Ah!"
screamed Zoe.
"Oh!"
screamed the dragon. They screamed together.
Hola, Zoe stammered. "Who are you and what are you doing in Grandad's shed?"
Me llamo Douglas, babbled El Dragón. "And I'm not really sure how I got here. I was having a lovely flying lesson, but I got caught in a huge storm and bang, crash, wallop, bedollop. I fell right here. Now my knees are scratched and my cabeza is bumped and I can't remember how to fly."
"But you can't stay here," yelped Zoe.
"If Grandad finds out that un dragón has crashed into his shed, I'll never be allowed to jugar al fútbol. We must think of a way to help you to volar."
So Zoe fetched some of Grandad's books to see if they would show Douglas how to volar again. There were libros about balloons and pamphlets on parachutes. There were libros on airships and seaplanes and rockets and gliders. So though there was not a single mention of dragones, Zoe and Douglas soon knew all about flying.
"This is exciting," said Douglas. "Me gusta to read libros."
"Me gusta leer libros too,"
agreed Zoe. Now they knew all about flying machines, they began to draw their own designs.
"This is fun," said Zoe. "Me gusta to draw."
Douglas agreed.
"Me gusta dibujar también."
Douglas and Zoe gathered lots of things from Grandad's shed and began to make their flying machine. Zoe cut up an old rag, some holy curtains, and a pair of Grandad's calcetines. Then she began to sew them together.
"Me gusta coser," thought Zoe.
Douglas found a ball of wool and started to knit.
"Me gusta tejer,"
he thought. Then Zoe and Douglas started to paint their flying machine.
"This is fun," Douglas laughed. "I want to paint lots of pictures."
Sí,
agreed Zoe.
Yo quiero pintar lots of pictures too.
After lots of hard work, the two of them stood back to admire their creation. They had made a fabulous flying machine.
Tres, dos, uno,
take off,
yelled Zoe, and Douglas flew. Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Douglas's bottom was still firmly on the ground. But Zoe had an idea.
If you tried to run really fast, maybe you'd take off.
So Douglas tried to correr fast. But running fast didn't make him volar.
Perhaps you could try to dance, suggested Zoe.
So Douglas began to bailar, around and around. But he still didn't fly. Next, Douglas tried to skateboard. But trying to patinar didn't help him to volar. Then Douglas tried to ski. But no, trying to esquiar didn't help either.
I know,
burst out Zoe.
Why don't you try to cycle?
So Douglas hopped on Grandad's bicicleta and tried to montar en bicicleta. He went faster and faster and felt his huge wings lift him higher and higher until he tumbled head over tail into the pond right where Grandad was fishing.
What's all this about?
Yelled Grandad.
Stammered
Zoe. Douglas explained to Grandad that he wanted to volar, how he had tried to correr y bailar, how he had tried to montar en una bicicleta, and now how he would never be able to volar again.
Wow, you have tried lots of hobbies,
said Grandad,
but perhaps you need to try one of my aficiones.
Grandad disappeared off towards his garage. Soon he came back, riding a beautiful old motorbike. Zoe climbed on behind Grandad. Douglas clambered onto their shoulders.
Tres, dos, uno,
shouted Zoe.
Go!
Yelled Grandad. As la motocicleta sped along, Douglas felt the air rushing beneath his huge wings.
Whoosh! I can fly,
cried Douglas, soaring into the air.
Gracias, Zoe. This is amazing. I wish you could fly too.
As Zoe looked up at Douglas swooping above her, she wished she could fly with her new amigo too. But Grandad nudged her back towards La Casa.
Come on, Zoe, he said softly. I've got something to show you.
Before she knew what was happening, Zoe was sitting in Grandad's airplane. The engine of El Avión was starting. The propeller was turning, and Zoe and Grandad were rolling out of the barn, across the field and rising up, 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 into the beautiful blue sky, where Douglas was wheeling among the clouds. Zoe grinned and waved at Douglas.
Me gusta leer with Douglas,
thought Zoe.
Y me gusta pintar, dibujar y coser también. Me gusta correr y me gusta bailar. But most of all, me gusta volar.
Glossary. Aficiones. Hobbies. El amigo. The friend. El avión. The airplane. Bailar. To dance. La bicicleta. The bicycle. La cabeza. The head. Calcetines. Socks. La casa. The house. Correr. to run. Coser, to sew.
Dibujar,
to draw.
Dos,
two.
El dragón,
the dragon.
Los dragones,
the dragons.
Enormes,
enormous.
Esquiar,
to ski.
Gracias,
thank you.
Jugar,
to play.
Jugar al fútbol,
to play soccer, US, or football, UK.
Leer,
to read.
El libro,
the book.
Los libros,
the books.
Me gusta,
I like.
Me llamo,
my name is.
Montar en bicicleta,
to cycle.
La motocicleta,
the motorbike.
Los ojos,
the eyes.
Patinar,
to skateboard.
Pintar,
to paint.
Sí,
yes.
También,
too.
Tejer,
to knit.
Tres,
three.
Uno,
one.
Verde,
green.
Volar,
to fly.
Yo quiero,
I want.